coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
My friend told me he had hearing loss in his right ear. I said, "Are you certain?" He said, "Yes, I'm definite."
Dum, dum, da-da, Village Idiom.
Hello and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast that every week we choose a popular saying and take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, if we're lucky, educational dive into its usage, its meaning, its origins, but mostly we're going to use it to hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. And if you listen regularly, you know how directionless our conversations can be. My name is Jurassic Mark.
I am Skitty.
Welcome to the table. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you for joining
me. That whole welcome to the table had a real, like, dine with me kind of vibe.
I liked it. Welcome to the table.
Welcome to the table.
Yes.
Yeah.
Share with me.
Yeah.
It felt partake.
Like, I don't know. It felt like Last Supper-ish.
Well.
But neither of us. Which who would we be? Who would you be?
Judas.
Wow. You're going like top tier.
I'm just saying.
Are you feeling bad about yourself?
I'm not worthy of any other of those guys.
I'm going Bartholomew. Exactly, because you're like, who was that guy?
Right.
Who was he?
Didn't Bartholomew come after Judas killed himself? So he wasn't at the Last Supper.
He may have been one of... I don't know if he was there or not.
Okay, I'm changing my answer.
Okay.
Mary.
Was she there?
Not in the painting.
Are you sure it wasn't her right beside
in that
our Lord?
Space.
In that space? Da Vinci Code.
I know.
That's so ridiculous. So this is funny.
Well, anyway, welcome.
Thank you for inviting me to your
table. Welcome to the Village Idiom podcast. Welcome. Nobody can even see the table.
There's a table right here.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Like, drop your keys. Just prove it.
Ka-pling. There you go.
You're the worst. Speaking of the Last Supper and a table, yeah. I'm going to say something borderline blasphemous.
I don't know why.
There was a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
That I just came across, no name as far as I know. I've never seen him do anything else. And he just
guy with no name. Here we go.
Gets up on stage. He's wearing shorts and a tank top. He's like, "Hello, everyone. I'm a mime," and everybody starts laughing right away. "I'm going to do my first mime for you," and basically just has a soundtrack that he does a mini skit to.
Okay,
and so he goes, "Here we go," and this music starts, and it's like Jesus flips a coin, and he's walking through, and it's regal, very Jesus-y music. Takes out a coin. You hear it ping into the air. Catches it. Looks at the crowd. He's smiling, and then goes like this to reveal it. And then you hear the coin hit the floor. And he just like points at the hole. So it's not really blasphemous, but points at the hole.
Points at the hole in his hand. That's I've not heard that one. Yeah. So he does a coin toss onto his hand, but there's the hole from the spike.
Yeah.
Oh, that. I don't know. I think. I could see there's a spot in my heart where Jesus would laugh at that.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Absolutely. Jesus is funny in my I think Jesus would
you know who's funny?
Well, you got to think about people who are like enjoyable to be around and magnetic and interesting.
Yeah.
And so if like solemn, emaciated heroin Jesus that sometimes gets portrayed in film and he's just there being downcast all the time. I'm like, no one wants to hang out
with. No one.
No, that's not a person you're like, man, I can't wait to hang out with drip dreary, like, who's got the heroin Jesus? Just so sad and stringy and everything's all forlorn.
But if he
was like, hey, guys,
do the flip the coin skit.
Have you guys seen the flip the coin? So maybe not quite that far, but no. You get the gist.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, happy Jesus. I like that.
Yeah. Still savior of the world. Still all of the grace and splendor he deserves, but...
And he didn't have it easy all the time. He had, like, appendages chopped off.
Jesus?
No, not... He was there for the restoration part.
Who? Wait, did I miss something? Who got limbs chopped off?
Well, the guy in the garden. I think Peter chopped it off.
Oh, I thought you said Jesus went through that.
Well, I may have said that, but Jesus did not go through
that.
Okay. He had no, like, he had all his limbs.
Yeah, I'm like, this is a different...
You know, the part where Jesus has his foot chopped off.
Different version.
In a logging accident. What? Yeah, it's in one of the apocryphal books.
There you go.
Yeah. It's included in the Ethiopian Bible. Well, you missed that.
Do you know that I only just recently learned what the word apocrypha means?
Like the hidden?
Mystery? Unless I'm wrong. Mm. Apocrypha just means made up.
I think you might be mistaken.
Really? Yeah. I just read this in some... It wasn't like a study on that, so I could very well be wrong. But I'm like, that's not what that means. Is that what that means?
I think it means hidden. But huh. I'm happy to also be wrong.
That actually sounds a lot more.
Just start looking up things right now.
A lot more believable. I don't know how to spell apocrypha. Apocrypha.
There you go. There's some
apocryphal.
Type. There you go.
Doubtful authenticity.
There you go.
Widely circulated as untrue. It means made up.
Let's
want to go with this one?
Yeah.
Apocrypha. Not considered genuine.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Made up.
Interesting.
I also, might as well make today's episode about the Bible. The prodigal son. You know the story of the prodigal son.
I do.
A lot of people know the story of the prodigal son. Define the word prodigal. Do you know the definition?
Prodigal.
I felt like
from
an idiot.
His story. I'm just going to keep saying hidden for everything. Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, you're going to get right one of these.
Eventually.
Things. So I always thought it had to do with the departure and return, like a remorseful son.
Right.
No, it just means wasteful. Because he goes and he wastes all his inheritance. Prodigal doesn't have anything to do with the story.
He's the wasteful son.
That's all it means.
That's a nice little tidbit.
But I thought there was more depth to the word prodigal. It just means, like, you can be prodigal today if you want.
Fescue. Why say grass when you can say fescue? Why say...
Okay, I got one more. Okay. Tell me the definition of this. Masked.
Masked?
Yeah.
Hidden.
Yes, that's correct. You got one.
Okay. Well, we should probably at least let them know what we're talking about today. We've danced around it.
Definitely.
They want to hear what's going on.
We definitely gave a little taste of
the legitimate
directionless children. Conversation can look like. I have a montage of clips today I think you'll enjoy. So take a look at this.
Friends, Romans, countrymen.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Romans, countrymen.
Dead Poet Society.
Let me rest.
Friends, Romans,
Shakespeare,
countrymen, lend me your ears.
Actually, that was still the Beverly Hillbillies.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me
Cuphead.
Your ears.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend
That's
me
awesome.
Your ears.
We are so getting
Julius.
A copyright strike on this episode.
No way. Keep your powder dry. Oh, that was the wrong one. And Run DMC.
That is eclectic.
There was one accidental one from last week about powder dry, but otherwise, this was an easy one to find clips for in case I didn't make that clear.
There was an era at church that I pulled this off. I don't know if you remember this.
Okay.
And it's...
Ferens?
It's stupid. So it was Ferens, Romans, and Winkleman.
Yeah.
Lend me your ears.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Winkleman. Yeah. That's right.
Ferens, Romans, and Winkleman.
For anybody listening, those were all surnames of families in the church.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah. It's like, if you knew, it wasn't like attention brought to it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I know you love doing.
So
just
we're
throwing
not,
a little something in there just for yourself.
100%.
And then the five people that understand what you're
it's
talking about.
It's usually everyone, or no, it's usually for me and something me. Only you will get. We're not covering that entire sentence. It's just lend me your ear. That's the idiom that we're covering today. Lend me your ear.
Lend me your ear.
Yeah, which basically means to ask for someone's full attention. Listen to me.
Which is very different than I got your nose. But it's in the same vein, I got your nose.
So, okay, I'll show one more.
Okay,
I'll show one
you more. Got an I got your nose clip?
No, but it's similar because lend me your ear. You're not handing somebody your ear and I got your nose. You're taking their nose.
This is from
do you remember Robin Hood Men in Tights?
With what's his face?
The chop off your ear Bible story.
That's why I was going with it.
Is that why you brought it up?
Yes.
I was so lost by Jesus losing limbs that I missed your point.
I may have said Jesus lost limbs, just to reiterate, Jesus lost no limbs.
So you were talking about Peter chopping off someone's ear.
Peter dropped.
Talk about a lend me your ear.
Lend me your ear. That's where I was going.
Wow. I wonder if Jesus said that before he healed
Lend
him.
Me your ear.
It's in his hand. He's like,
because he was funny.
No. Lend me your ear.
Lend me your ear. Huh?
Ah, you can have it back.
He probably couldn't even hear him joking around like that. His blood gushing everywhere.
Or you could just go, what? Hold up your ear to
say it into my good ear. I put it in by his face.
So unfortunately, I don't have a video to show everybody. You're going to only hear the audio, but I want you to imagine Robin Hood and Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Okay.
Where he's getting all their attention and you can audio only. You will know what happens in this clip. It's very short. Very short. No copyright.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
good people who have traveled from villages near and far. Lend me your ear.
Now listen. I think you know what happened.
Disgusting.
There you go.
I think you know what happened there.
That would be like saying if there was like a famous person playing I Got Your Nose, but like imagine doing that with like, say, like Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson. Got your nose. And he'd be so upset by that.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so.
It'd be an accident. If someone's just playing along with him. Hey, come here. Ah, got your nose. Oh, my goodness.
Do you know how Michael Jackson
got your nose.
Picks his nose? From a catalog. So, yeah. But playing something with like a famous nose situation.
You know.
Lend me your ear.
This is weird that you brought up Michael Jackson just now, because just this morning, I don't even know why it popped into my head. I looked up his children, and then it dawned on me, like, I know there was some surrogacy, like, two different moms, and all the rumors in the world could be very wrong, was that there was no intimacy between him and the mother of his children. It was very much a surrogacy situation, although he was married to one. Considering all of that, none of them look like Michael Jackson, or any of the Jacksons, for that matter. Is he the father of any of them?
I have no idea.
They don't look remotely like they came from...
He doesn't even look like himself, though, so that's hard
to... Yeah, but go back to what he actually looks like. Look at his brothers. Look at his nieces and nephews. They all have this thing called melanin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know.
His children do not.
Person. I don't know how it all works.
At all. And so I'm just like, huh.
But can they sing and dance?
One, so Paris Jackson is about to come out with an album this year.
I didn't know there was a Paris Jackson till this moment.
Paris, Blanket, and Prince.
Blanket.
That's well, that was his nickname.
Right, because of the blanket incident?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But
I went there.
Gigi or...
I went there. I think I've already...
What do you mean you went there?
I went to Berlin like just a few months ago, three, four months ago.
And the blanket's still there?
No, I went to the building because it's so stupid.
That he dangled
yes.
blanket from?
Yes. I went there. It's like, and I had a picture of me pointing where he did the thing with blanket because I thought it's wow. about as interesting as anything else in life.
I thought you were going to say in Berlin. It's the most interesting thing in Berlin.
No, there's lots. This is a whole side quest. This is one of those.
That's okay. Today's is lend me your ear. I'm listening.
Okay. So I feel like when you go to like these around the world, you're like, okay, you got the Taj Mahal, you got the Great Pyramids of Giza, you got the Eiffel Tower, you got these like fantastic monuments, but there's also like, this is the building where they dangled Michael Jackson's yeah. kid from. Yeah. And you're like, there's so much story 100%. There. And so it's like worth going to.
I followed an Instagram account for probably over a year, and all he did was take photos at places from movies, but with nothing significant in that photo.
Right.
And he would line up the photo from like the screenshot right. to the place. I'm like, I love this. I want to go to all these places.
Were you with me when we went to Hope? And I went to the
Rambo Day?
I went to in Rambo Day, but then I went to the sites where they shot scenes and also did the same scenes.
Oh, I don't remember doing
the scenes. I just like took a picture of like in myself of like, vaguely, this is the whatever, but with myself.
Yeah.
It's all
30th anniversary, I think it was.
Yeah, 25, 30, whatever.
30.
35, 40, 40, 45, 55. Yeah, I don't know, but just that. After the whole in like Flynn, I was like, I wonder where Flynn's Arcade actually is.
Oh, interesting.
It's like some sushi.
Is it real?
Yeah. Well, no, it's a sushi restaurant or something now.
But that's like Seinfeld's restaurant or whatever.
Right. So all this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. These little side quests. Okay. I did come across this little ear gem. Village.
I love ear gems.
Okay. How many ears does Captain Kirk have?
Captain Kirk?
How many ears does Captain Kirk have?
He's
got a left ear, a right ear, and the final front ear.
That's actually really funny.
Yeah.
That's good.
So stupid. I saw that. I'm like, that's so corny.
That's not bad.
I got to tell you.
That's not bad.
Yeah. The final front. Yeah.
So this isn't about an ear, but it is about a body part.
Okay.
And I can't show you because all of our devices.
Did it get chopped off?
All of our devices are in use right now, but I was at the P&E last weekend. Annual trip to the
here you go.
National. Okay, I can show you. We'll come back to this. Those are my. That's my iris. Did I show you this already?
Yes.
Oh, I did.
You're welcome to flash your iris.
Hang on. Let me. This is I'm going to hold it up to the camera. That was a terrible picture of it for the world to see. But that is my iris. And we did it with the family. And I've spoken to the family members that weren't with us at that time. I'm like, we got to get everybody. I want a wall of my family's iris showing up. I was fascinated by it. Like,
yeah, it's pretty cool.
Microscopic photo of your iris looks like another planet. Like, there's peaks and valleys and colors you didn't know were there. Like, that I have a freckle in my eye, mm-hmm. which I did know, but it's not visible to look in the mirror.
It looks like a planet, particularly Uranus, is what your eye looks like. Yeah, all right.
That's where this is going. We're going to just lend me your ear gives us the, lend me your rear.
That's much funnier, actually.
All right.
So, yeah, it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, it just popped in my head.
It looks otherworldly.
It does.
Yeah.
And my daughter's eye looks like a dinosaur's eye. Like, it's got the texture in it.
It's pretty cool. I'm
completely fascinated by it. Yeah. Totally worth the $300.
totally worth the mortgage payment. Okay.
Okay.
My friend told me he had hearing loss in his right ear. I said, are you certain? He said, yes, I'm definite. Are these corny enough?
Oh, that's why it popped into my head, because you said corny enough, and they had a...
Cornea.
They had a dad joke that was like, we love jokes, the cornea the better.
That's funny. Guy. Doc, I think I'm going deaf. Well, tell me your symptoms. Well, there's Homer, Marge, Bart... there's plenty of hearing.
Plenty of hearing jokes?
Yeah, and things ear-related.
Maybe we should release this episode in Braille.
That'd be beautiful.
For the hearing impaired.
Yeah, I'll put it right on the screen.
Our big podcast fans who are hearing impaired.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening right now, but you're also hearing impaired, let us know.
I will give you the wettest kiss.
Oh, no.
That you've ever had.
Is that going to be a theme for the month?
That you've ever had.
Also, welcome to September.
Wow. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
There were moments in August that were just not good.
Wait, was last week already September?
I don't know.
Is that why you had a back to school special joke?
I don't remember. Our summer that was kind of like overtaken by rain and atrocity.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It ended abruptly, although it's back.
Yeah. It's all good.
We got some weather back in store for us.
Anyways, enough of this nonsense. We should probably actually find out where Lend Me Your Ear comes from.
Your wish is my command. Your wish is my command.
I said some words. Where'd they go? Where'd they go? No one can know. I turned around and looked behind. Those words came from another mind.
I don't, you know, sometimes we try and hint at each other. Don't know what you're trying to tell me. But I do know the origins of this. So Lend Me Your Ears is first used in, it was in one of the clips even several times. That's why it's so popular, is from William Shakespeare's tragedy, Julius Caesar,
mm-hmm.
which was performed allegedly in 1599. The phrase is spoken by Mark Anthony, not J-Lo's ex-husband, but the Shakespearean character, Mark Anthony, actual historical figure.
Would you dance if I asked you to dance?
A Roman general, and also Caesar's right-hand man.
Would you cry?
And the full line is, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. Poor, that's why I don't do Shakespeare right there. No accent, can't even read. we've used this term before, but Lend Me Your Ear is also, by the way, the Shakespeare one is Lend Me Your Ears, because he's talking to many people. But even in the clips where they're talking to crowds, nobody ever says ears. It says, lend me your ear.
Hmm.
So it's singular. But lend me your ears is an example of metonymy, if I remember how to pronounce it. Metonymy, which we have explained this word before, but once again, it's a figure speech where a word stands in for something related to it. This one seems a little too close to be a metonymy. But in this case, the phrase is used to ask for some attention and service. It's not actually asking for your ear. So the word ear is standing in for your attention. Metonymy.
I'm faithful to one ear.
Metonymy.
I'm autonomous. As opposed to polytonymous or something. Or is it just a really boring tonomy? It's a mono.
Monotony. 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 It's hard to do. Metonymy.
Well, what other famous ear situations can you think of?
Well, Van Gogh for sure.
Van Gogh, that's a good one.
Yeah, Dumbo. Is that what you're thinking?
Those are two that come to mind. That's so funny.
Trump.
He has weird ears?
Oh, he just got shot in the ear.
Oh, that. I forgot about that already. It's only been a month. Short memory.
So Van Gogh, Dumbo, and Trump. What do they have in common?
Wow. Tribond. Remember that game?
Yeah, I liked that game.
I did too.
But you knew it was short-lived because once you've gone through it,
yeah,
that's like the end of that game. It's like, do you want to play it again?
They needed booster packs.
Trunk, car, elephant, tree. Got it. Give me the next pack. So even though every resource I could find said it came from Shakespeare, I dug deeper.
Oh, my goodness.
And it turns out...
That's the kind of reporting that we
1574,
like. 1574.
Wow. Which is 25 years prior to the performance in 1599... of Julius Caesar, there was the Reward of Wickedness by Richard Robinson, which says, "Lend me your ears, for now my tale begins." Shakespeare is a thief. This episode is going to be titled "Bill the Thief."
This is going to get copy struck by Big Literature, oppressing Big the Lit. Truth. Big Lit, oppressing the truth. Wow, yeah. I'm shocked.
Yeah, so technically it's been said before, and quite famously, in The Reward of Wickedness. It's not hard to look up the entire script of The Reward of Wickedness. It's that well-known even today, and Lend Me Your Ears, for Now My Tale Begins is in that. So every website, I'm going to say all three out of the four I looked at that only gave credit to Shakespeare. It's Richard Robinson.
He came through.
Yeah.
And had his material thieved.
Unless Richard Robinson is Shakespeare.
Wow. Pseudonym.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Metonymy. Pseudonym.
These words I need to remember later?
I'm going to be pseudonym.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So that's where it came from.
That's actually got a little bit of fascination to it. I feel smarter.
Shakespeare's good.
Yeah, I feel smarter. Definitely. The origins of Lend Me Your Ear, not Shakespeare, but... Was his name?
Richard Robinson.
Richard Robinson. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a little something that you can definitely use around the water cooler today. When your that coworker comes up and they say,
"Hey, know anything about your ear?" Sure.
So lend me your. Or you could even ask. You can lead the conversation by asking them.
Can I borrow your ear?
Hey, you know, there's a little something, you know, I wanted your opinion on. Can you lend me your ear? A lot of people think that that's from Shakespeare, but it turns out it's from.
Richard Robinson.
And then hold up the That's from Richard Robinson.
Roll the sleeve up just a little bit. That's actually Richard Robinson.
Yeah, he came up with it 25 years prior to.
Reward of Wickedness.
A lot of people think it was from Julius Caesar by Shakespeare. It's not.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, enjoy your day.
Yeah.
Glad we had this
talk. See you at the coffee break.
Wow. Jerry is so smart. That's what they're going to say about you at the office.
Jerry.
Yeah, unless your name's not Jerry, then none of that made any sense. Well, that's good. I feel smarter.
Listen to me. Okay. Lend me your ear. Riddlink is a game we like to play. It takes a two-part trivia-based question, requires a two-part overlapping answer, overlapping by sound, syllable, word, or words. For example, last week our idiom was keep your powder dry, and we left you with this one. Avoid moisture on your talcum, but watch a movie in your car. Avoid moisture on your talcum, but watch a movie in your car, and the correct answer would be...
Keep your powder, drive-in movie theater.
That's correct. It's not keep your powder dry. It's not drive-in movie theater. It's keep your powder driving.
Keep your powder driving.
That's how you play Riddling.
You've got a couple weeks to go to the Hillcrest.
That's right.
Okay, I've got a couple.
Twilight.
Twilight, sorry.
Yeah, Hillcrest is also closing.
Yeah. To have pie and go to a movie.
But didn't it used to be called the Hillcrest Drive-In now?
I think it did.
Yeah, so you're not wrong.
So if you have a business that's named Hillcrest. Watch out.
You serious.
Okay, I've got two prepared. Here we go. This one is a little cheaty, but
okay.
Here we go. William Shatner sings Smells Like Teen Spirit.
I got it. It is cheating.
William Shatner sings Man from Snowy River.
What?
William Shatner plays the man from Snowy River. Exactly. That's why I went with Smells Like the other one.
Okay, well, the first one is Captain Kurt Cobain.
Yes.
Which kind of works, because nobody says the T.
I know.
It's Kurt Cobain.
It's Kurt Cobain.
Yeah. But Snowy River, Kirk Douglas. Captain Kirk Douglas.
It's Kirk Douglas. Ooh. I thought the Village of the Children were like, who's Kirk Douglas?
It's true.
As opposed to Kurt.
Yeah, Kurt and Kirk.
But you go Captain Kurt Cobain.
Yeah. You want another one?
Yep.
I'm going to give you one, and it goes a little something like this. Listen to me using the reflective item on the inside of your windshield. Listen to me using the reflective item on the inside of your windshield.
Lend me your the reflective item in the inside of my windshield. Lend me your rear view mirror.
That's
oh,
it.
Oh, wow. Lend me your rear view mirror.
That's it.
That double?
Title, little one extra letter.
One extra letter really yeah. messed me up. Good one. I like it. Okay. This painter cut off his ear
nice.
With the saying of a cyborg cartoon policeman.
No. Oh, okay. Got it.
This painter cut off his ear with the saying of a cyborg cartoon policeman.
That would be Vincent Van Gogh Gadget. Fill in the blank.
That's it.
What did you put? Just Gogh Gadget?
Gogh Gadget.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could have been Gogh Gadget hat umbrella.
Anything. That he's a cyborg.
Yeah.
Cracks me up. Well, anyways, for this fourth and final one, Illegitimate Children, we would love to hear from you on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
All right, here it is. At McDonald's, you can get chocolate, strawberry, or vanilla versions of this famous thieving playwright.
Oh, no. You had to listen to the episode to get this. Tell us one more time.
At McDonald's, you can get chocolate, strawberry, or vanilla versions of this famous thieving playwright.
And that is 3 minutes gone. That's funny. It's just besmirching this guy's name.
Take him down.
Dragging him through the mud.
Cancel.
Oh, no. He got copy struck today. Well.
So did we.
Well, that's okay. It was fun putting today's episode together.
I loved every minute of it.
Get back on that treadmill.
Yeah, do it.
I'm Skinny.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the Village Idioms.
That's 3 minutes gone.